Hello, I'm Jane Johnson, the founder of Careering Into Motherhood. Our aim at Careering Into Motherhood is to make life as a working mother that little bit easier. And I passionately believe that coaching and a supportive community are absolutely fundamental to that. It's why we have a partnership with over 60 different coaches who can help you with anything from changing careers to parenting children with special educational needs, going through divorce or other relationship challenges, to launching a business of your own. All the support and advice from our coaches is available on our website, www.careeringintomotherhood.com. And don't forget, the Careering Into Motherhood community is also available to you over on Facebook. Just search for our name and apply to join the group. We've got 11,000 other mums who will welcome you with open arms, and you can meet and engage with our coaches there as well. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode and let's get this interview started. My guest today is Ainsley Keller. Ainsley is the founder of The Step Collective, a parenting resource and a coaching resource for step parents. As you'll hear today, Ainsley had her own story as a former executive coach and leadership coach who then used her own experience of being a blended family to be able to help and support her clients. Ainsley, I'm absolutely delighted to have you on the podcast today and really looking forward to this conversation because for me, it's something quite different. You are, as we talked about, the founder of the Step Collective, and you're a coach for step parents. Just talk a little bit about your background and how you became a coach for step parents.
Sure. Yeah. Hi. Thanks so much for having me. I worked in corporate for years and years. I trained as a coach originally in 2018 and have been primarily doing leadership coaching. But about 2 years ago, I would say, it just so happened that about five or six of my clients were leaders, but also were step parents. And I myself am a step parent. I've been a step parent for almost 10 years now. And it just dawned on me that actually I have this ability, not only with, you know, my coaching training and certification and accreditation and all that great stuff, but also with my experience of being a step parent to support people in a really unique way. And it sort of prompted me, this happenstance that sort of six of my clients were all sort of needing this unique support. I started looking into the support that was available for step parents and realized there was really very limited professional support available. And
it's quite challenging, isn't it? Well, it's quite a newer concept, I would say. Not, I mean, people have been step parents certainly for as long as I have been around, and blended families and all of this sort of thing. But actually there, you know, there is this sense of, oh, you know, the evil step parent, isn't it, from Disney and all of this kind of thing and novels and things that we've grown up, which is so wrong and so awful. And I can imagine, obviously, you know, there was a huge amount of emotion for both the parents and step parents and obviously the children. So having someone hold your hand and guide you through that, A, with professional coaching qualifications, but also with personal experience, I can imagine would be hugely valuable. How was it that you started to broach this with your clients?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. I mean, there's so much that go becoming a biological parent. Why wouldn't someone who's becoming a step parent have support around them as well? Yeah. And also the stigma, you know, there is so much stigma around step parents. And actually all the people that I meet and work with are wonderful, selfless people who are really, really trying to create a, you know, happy and harmonious family. So, you know, there's so much that goes against all of that stigma. And also, you know, a big part of, you know, the Step Collective is not only to offer support for step parents, but also to elevate the role of being a step parent. Because, I mean, surprisingly, one in every three UK families are considered blended. And of course, there's many different ways for people to become blended, but that's a significant number of people.
That's huge.
Yeah, that are navigating this complex journey. And so, you know, we should be talking about the role of a step parent. Step parents shouldn't feel like they're having to, you know, hide in the shadows and do the best they can do. You know, it should be something that people feel really supported around and really championed, and, you know, something that's really, really, you know, natural in our society, because it's happening everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll continue to do so. So,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, that number's not going to go down, is it?
No.
So how do you go about preparing to become, or preparing your clients? How do you go about preparing to become a step parent?
Yeah. And this is so, I mean, obviously, I work with a lot of people who are, you know, within their step parenting journeys, but I also work with some people who are preparing. And I think it's, you know, again, going back to thinking about biological parents, I mean, you spend so much time and energy preparing for the arrival of, you know, this child into your life. And so similarly, you know, when you're approaching your step parenthood, you know, to be thinking about, you know, what it's going to mean for you, what it's going to mean for your partner, what is that going to mean for your family is so important. So, you know, there is so much that goes into it, but I think a good place to start is around your partnership. You know, you become a step parent for and because of your partner. So, you know, really making sure that you and your partner are aligned, that you both feel prepared to start this journey, you know, checking in, do you feel like your foundation, as you know, in your relationship is strong and, you know, ready to take on these next steps. Because they can be complex. They can be joyful and wonderful and awesome in very many ways, but there can be some complexity that comes with that. So I think, you know, first off, just really making sure that you have that alignment with your partner and you are, you know, really ready to take this next step.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fascinated by the way that you help clients, because to my mind, you know, you could be seeing clients who come with such a huge range of different situations, you know, even how they have become initially a single parent and now to become a step parent, and what different ages of different numbers of children, possibly even different locations, different continents. So it's a huge moving feast. And I suppose what you're doing, very different from, say, counselling or therapy for couples or anything like that. You are working with an individual on themselves internally and ensuring that they are in a good place to become a good step parent. Is that right? Don't put words in your mouth there.
No, that's exactly right. I think, you know, of course there can be, you know, couples therapy and children can go to therapy and all of that, but I think what I think is so important is actually that the step parent is whole and feels like they have the resources and confidence and empowerment to really take control of their role. And so, because there is this, it can tend to happen that as a step parent, you know, you're entering into someone else's family and potentially into someone else's home, and to whatever the situation is. And obviously, you know, people become step parents for very many, many reasons, but sometimes it can feel like you're not actually in control, and things tend to be happening to you instead of you taking an active part in sort of co-creating your environment and your scenario. So I think it's so important for step parents to have support and to feel that sense of empowerment, because yes, in some ways, yes, you do have to kind of go with the flow. But actually, as an individual, you have so much to offer the family and your relationship in the world. You need to be in the position where you feel like you really can contribute in that way. Mm. And you really can co-create and have a say in what happens in your family, because this is your life as well, you know. And also think, you know, in order to create sort of a sustainable situation for yourself and your family, you need to have your own tools and your own resource and your own, you know, innate strength to be able to create a scenario that's going to be sustainable for you as well as, you know, everyone else around you. And so that's where the coaching can really support on their journey.
And what's the one, or let's say one of the most important things that you can do when you're in the early stages of that step parenting journey to ensure that you're really set up well for success? Because I imagine, again, a lot of people might feel, it's often the case in all forms of therapy or counseling or coaching, that people come at a point where they feel they've almost hit rock bottom. And I guess what you're saying, the ideal scenario is that people come to you when they're ready to start preparing for this step parenting journey. So let's think about a family where you're helping to set them up for success. What's the most important thing that you would advise there?
Yeah, I think so obviously starting with your partnership, but then I think really creating a vision for your role. And that's working with your partner to talk about, sort of in the context of the home and the family, what does that look like? You know, who's in terms of, you know, time, resource, energy, finances, logistics, like grocery shopping, you know, who's going to drop the kids off at school, all, you know, those types of things. So what does your role look like as a step parent and as, you know, whatever the needs are of the family and how can you, you know, support that? But also what's your own vision of your role and how does this new role of being a step parent fit in with the other things that you have going on in your life, job, your own family, friends, you know, other responsibilities, dreams, goals, aspirations, you know, really, really kind of thinking about that and making sure that that's your expectations, are aligned with your partners.
If you're a coach listening to this and you want to join our mission to make life that little bit easier for working mothers, then we have a limited number of places available on our coaching partnership program in 2024. You'll get access to our community of thousands of mums interested in coaching advice, in-person support with your business development and marketing, and opportunities to create a valuable content library that resonates with your potential clients. Coaching can be a lonely business when you're on your own. We've got a supportive cohort of around 60 other coaches who can help you, and we bring marketing and communications tools and an active community of mums. I'm Jane, the founder of Careering into Motherhood, and as a fellow female founder, I want to see your business thrive. And I want to help more women to access the game-changing powers of your professional coaching. Email me for more details, jane@careeringintomotherhood.com. That's jane@careeringintomotherhood.com. Now back to the interview.
That's really interesting. I know we've talked previously, Ainsley, about how valuable you think, or, you know, and I agree with you, that the lessons, or I guess the coaching that you bring to your clients is actually applicable not just for step-parenting scenarios. And I think some of the things you've just talked about there, what is the role, you know, what role do you want to play? How do you want this to work? Is often where a lot of family struggles or squabbles happen, even with biological children and biological families. So sort of coming at it, without sounding too clinical or unemotional, but coming at it from quite a structured perspective, I could see how valuable that would be. Is this something that are you able to practice what you, I know you don't preach at all, but practice what you advise?
Absolutely.
Within your family?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a stepmom, but I'm also a mom to a 5-year-old. And I think, you know, the real essence of it is around intentionality. So, you know, being really intentional in what you're doing and how you're doing it and how you're working within the family unit in a way that's going to work for them, yes, but ultimately for you as well. Because if you're, you know, you've created a reality that's going to work for you, then that's a reality that will be sustainable and won't, you know, cause rock bottoms, as you say, or burnout, or, you know, scenarios where emotions running high or crisis mode, that sort of thing. So absolutely.
Yeah. Which you know, all too often, and some of the things that the emotions that we see women experiencing, you know, generally on any kind of parenting journey. So really important conversations to be having, given the breadth of scenarios that we talked about that you might find or be introduced to new clients, and given the importance of getting this right, because fundamentally we're talking about, you know, happiness not just of adult human beings but of children. Why is there not more support available for step parents?
I mean, it's a wonderful question, and I don't know. I feel like I think, you know, in general, we're just a slightly underrepresented group. And there was, you know, I think, you know, you referenced at the beginning of our conversation, the stigma associated with step parenting. And I think it's really, really time that we remove that stigma.
Definitely.
And, yeah. And normalize these conversations and support people who are, you know, navigating this complex path.
It's funny, isn't it? I'm just sort of thinking as you're talking, even in the media and so on, and given the divorce rates, or as you mentioned at the start, the number of blended families in the UK, or, you know, in the Western world generally, there still seems to be a stigma. It's almost not talked about, the idea that you might, for whatever reason, find yourself not just in another serious and fulfilling relationship, but also in a relationship with other children. I find it, you know, you're the first coach that I've come across who supports step parents, and that just feels totally out of kilter given the number of children that we know are in blended families.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no one that I've met sort of has grown up hoping they become a step parent. You know, it's something that you it just sort of happens, and then I feel like people to just, you know, do the best they can and hope for the best, but I don't think you need to do that anymore. I think, you know, there's
you shouldn't there should be
no
well accepted. I can imagine your work is quite, I mean, for me, it would be incredibly challenging because you're dealing with, or you're working with clients in, you know, a range of different situations, as we've talked about. How do you keep your own kind of personal strength? And you're such a positive person, Ainsley. How do you keep that going every day?
Oh, thank you. To be honest, I get so much from my work because it's about navigating complexities and challenges, but ultimately it's about supporting people to create happy families and happy homes and scenarios where they are feeling that sense of confidence and empowerment and feeling like they have the tools and they're equipped to go and communicate more effectively and make positive change and create bonds. So my work actually really energizes me, but I also am very committed to my health and to my wellness, which means for me, like, walking, Pilates, great food. I love to cook, so that really nourishes me. I love to be creative. So I just started painting. I love to be with my
family.
I did, yeah. It's so fun. I just actually, anyways, I won't get into that. But yeah, I love to be with them.
That's for another podcast.
It's another podcast. Yeah, exactly. So I really prioritize that, and that's, you know, I suppose that is a little bit practicing what I preach, because it's around creating boundaries and it's around taking care of myself. And something that I say all the time is, you can't pour from an empty cup. So what do you need to do your cup full? And I'm really aware of that. I am. Not at my best when I haven't taken care of myself and got my exercise and I'm eating well, and which means I can't be my best for my clients or my stepkids or my kids or my partner or my friends or my family. So I'm really very committed to this.
Okay, fantastic. And where can people find out more?
Yeah, of course. You can find me on Instagram. the.stepcollective. And you can, of course, I have loads of information on my website, which is thestepcollective.co.uk. And I am working on a big bank of free resources that will be up on the website ASAP. So if, you know, do check back if they're not quite up there when you visit, but it's really, as I, you know, part of the STEP Collective is supporting and championing. So if that means that someone can work with me one-to-one, brilliant. But if that's not possible, then I want to make sure that there's lots of information and support available for people to.
That's amazing. Yeah, super important. We'll put a link in the show notes. And, you know, I should encourage as well, any listeners, as we say, we all know people who are blended families, and anyone who might benefit from some of Ainsley's work, please do point them in the direction of her website. But just before we conclude, if you've got one everyday coaching tip that you swear by, whether it's within your life or with your business.
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, I think, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup is definitely something that I use, because it is for anyone in any situation, really, it's such an important reminder that you have to take care of you before you can take care of anyone else, whatever that context is. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the one that jumps to mind that I'd love to share.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And I know you've talked in the past about that when you become a step parent, you're no longer just in a relationship, that you're forming a family. You're joining a ready-made family, which, as you talked about right at the start, usually in with biological parents, you'd spend time discussing that, deciding, and then trying. Whereas you're sort of thrown into that much more, aren't you, as a step parent?
Yeah, absolutely. It's that concept of your relationship becoming a partnership. And that's so important to, you know, as you're transitioning into your new role, you're allowing your relationship to transition into its new role, because no longer is just the relationship, you know, going to be supportive enough for your family, the stepchildren, your own children, you know, whoever else is involved. You know, you and your partner really have to be able to support and work together and communicate effectively and be able to, you know, manage the ups and the downs that will come with it.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much. It's been really enlightening talking to you. And as I say, we'll put some details in the show notes about where people can find out more about you. And of course, you're on the Careering into Motherhood website as well. So thank you very much for your time today, Ainsley.
Thanks, Jane. It was a pleasure.
Really interesting there to talk to Ainsley about the huge range. I had never really thought of it before, not being in a blended family myself, but all of the different scenarios under which someone might find themselves in a blended family. And there's so much focus and emphasis, rightly so, obviously, on the children, but also how do you, as a parent, and particularly as a mother coming into a step parenting family, how do you ensure that you are protected, that you are getting what you need as well from the relationship, and that you're able to be your best self for those children? Really, really great conversation. Please do check out Ainsley's website, and don't forget, do share the details if there is anyone you know who might benefit from some support from Ainsley. We are taking a break next week for the Easter holidays, but we'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks again for listening.